Hello, friends. This is Pastor Harley from the Broadway Global Methodist Church, and I'd like to welcome you to this fourth installment of our Friends for Christmas podcast for Christmas 2023, where we discuss having some friends, well, historical friends, imagining having them over for Christmas and sharing it with them, and what that might be like, and what that can teach us about the gospel and the salvation offered by Jesus Christ. And so, the friend we are having over for Christmas, somebody who you might not have given him some thought lately, but he is very much associated with Christmas because it was Salvation Army founder William Booth. Now, William Booth was a Methodist pastor for a long time, and then having such a passion for the poor, having such a passion for reaching out and evangelizing those that were lost, having a great burning desire to touch the outcast and the people with addictions and the people who were incredibly down and out, and to bring charity and help to them, he formed the Salvation Army. He was called after that General William Booth, and it was a tight-knit and a passionate group. Well, I guess when you think about it, William Booth might possibly be the most difficult of the people that I have in these podcasts thought of inviting over for Christmas. Because William Booth, like the best of our prophets, like those who stir our hearts and bring great movements together and launch them out in the world, well, not entirely a comfortable person to be with. These people are well, it's just hard to know where fanaticism begins as opposed to just a general enthusiasm and passion. And of course, I'm not here to judge General Booth, because he has a Savior and a Judge and Jesus. He is a servant of another person. And oh, we bless the work the Salvation Army has done. Even though if you sat down with William Booth at Christmas dinner, he might have a few things to say about all the little Christmas details and purchases and things that you've worried about, where you've spent your money perhaps extravagantly when there are people starving on the street, when there are houseless people that need shelter and cold people that need warm clothing. He might, with his bristly beard and his piercing eyes and his passionate love of the work of the gospel, challenge you to, well, to maybe have a bite of that feast and then find out who else you can share it with. I think the scripture that William Booth might appreciate being read at Christmas. He was a pastor, so he knew where all the great bits of scripture were, but it was a song. It is Mary's song of praise. It's found in Luke chapter 1. And it says in verse 46, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to his fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." Think how William Booth, with his passion for the poor, would rejoice that from Mary's voice comes this, that he has scattered the proud with the thoughts in the thoughts of their hearts, brought down the mighty from their thrones, filled the hungry with good things, and even sent the rich empty away. He felt truly that many people needed a dose of humility to wake up to the service of the poor. And at Christmas time, William Booth was accustomed to send a letter out to his followers. I have before me the letter that he wrote in 1882 in the midst of his career. And he titled it, "Is Any Merry? Let Him Sing." And he noted that it's a merry time, and it's considered in his country, it was England, the correct thing to enjoy, to everybody to get a Merry Christmas if they can, and pity those who can't. And he has said he has no objection to this at all. "Indeed, we like the idea of special periods of rejoicing if you have anything to rejoice over, and it suits the Salvation Army, which believes in being merry all the year round in general, and at special times in particular. We like," he wrote, "the word merry. and we will have it in religion if you please. So maybe he would not be quite such the critical, judgmental stick in the mud that I characterized William Booth would be. Because he would thinking, he is writing that being merry at Christmas is just the thing and goes along with the idea that the Salvation Army was there to make a great noise and to sing and pound the drum and play the trumpet to call people to the good things that God is giving. He makes his case. He says, we have not been taught religion, that religion is supposed to be some sort of dull and tedious thing. He says, when slaves find freedom and tradesmen make fortunes, and kindred or friends or neighbors are delivered from some threatened calamity, it's allowable to go mad with joy and express it by hiring music, beating drums, and letting off fireworks, and shouting to your horse. Everybody thinks that's the right thing to do. If you please, then, well, we who were slaves have now found freedom. We are people who have made our fortune. We are the men who have seen our kindred and our friends and our neighbors saved from damnation. And therefore, we have a right to be merry. We ought to be merry. We should be hypocrites if we were not merry, but we are merry. And it's only natural and divine that we should express it and bring out the music, the new music, the merriest music, and the divine music, divinest music that we should, so that we should express it. There is a time for everything, and this is a merry time. You love that God worked in William Booth's life, such that though he was familiar with the tragedies, the misfortunes, the incredibly sad things that happen in this life, in this life of ours, he not only looked at himself as somebody who was called to share it, but he also kept that word of hope, that there is a great joy and a great blessing coming from God, and it should make a person stamp and shout. And so he writes, continuing his letter to his friends, he says, "Just so, my comrades, the course of our souls was once straight towards the Niagara of damnation. The music and merriment of the world was blowing us farther and farther towards it, but the Almighty fired the alarm guns, and we heard the signal, turned the ship around, and now we are sailing straight toward the port of glory." You see how he would stir a crowd. "Do you want to go faster and faster to rouse the desire and stir up prayer and strengthen faith? Then bring in the music and the song. Sing of the victor of the cross. Sing of the blood and the fire and the death shout and the glory gates. And sing of everything that you have read about in your Bibles or had revealed to you by the Holy Ghost that has happened or is going to happen on the road to glory or in the glory land when you get there." William Booth would join in the singing, and he would remind us that we have not considered yet how much we have to sing about. He left one word of advice to his followers, recognizing that at Christmas time it is customary to bury grudges and to forgive and to not hold on to hateful and negative thoughts. And he says, in the Salvation Army, we forgive as we go along. But there are some who, on trying their hearts by the high inspired tuning fork, the Word of God, find themselves too high and too sharp. Think of someone in his organization that he saw the signs of, and not gentleness, but sharpness, and not humility, but pride. To these we say, come down. This is the very time of the year to get low, not only into the village of Bethlehem, but the stable. That is the penitent form where you're sure to meet your Savior. Come down. If low and flat, come up. Here is the pitch. No apologies, no excuses, or talk about impossibilities. Quoting from the Christmas story, all things are possible to him that believeth. He called many to salvation, reminding me, people, that straight is the gate and narrow is the way. And I'd just like to share, it's a good piece of information, that in 1914, William Booth was near death. He was on his deathbed, suffering from his final illness, and it came Christmas time. And he worked a bit, struggled and tried to compose one letter, a Christmas letter to his followers. And he wrote a few sentences, scribbled those out, wrote a few more, scribbled those out, wrote a bit, decided that wouldn't work, cut it down some more, and then finally sent one telegram out to his followers with a single word. And that word was others. A person can say a telegram that says the word others from someone you respected and knew that was near God and near death gives us a call to remember others at this Christmas time. Let us remember that we are here to bless. We are here to proclaim the name of Jesus, and we should look like we are glad to know that Jesus is born in Bethlehem. This has been Pastor Harley Wheeler with the Broadway Global Methodist Church. We have one more installment of this podcast, and I hope you'll join us. Author and poet G.K. Chesterton, a favorite of mine, will be invited over for Christmas as a friend. Be blessed.